views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. You know, I'd like to start off by thanking those people who have recommended, referred the show, and have sent me lovely messages of congratulations for my new home, for being on my new home of Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to start the show by sharing a beautiful testimonial that I received from my channeled book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, this reader wrote to me, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness is an extraordinary book that will take you on a roller coaster ride through the past lives of Angel Ariel. Once I started reading, I couldn't put the book down. I found myself glued to the pages and every word that was written as if I too were on this journey with her. This is by far the most incredible book I have read on reincarnation and what happens to us in the afterlife between incarnations. Vivid details are expressed through each of her incarnations on Earth and in the afterlife. It is truly like you are there with her. Love, love, love this book. As a psychic medium, I've shared countless times messages from spirit on the death process, the afterlife, and how we have the choice to reincarnate to the earth plane whenever we choose. This book has validated my work and will serve to validate so many other light workers on the planet. One True Home is sure to be a bestseller. Thank you so much, Claire Candy Hoff, for sharing your journey in this way. You are truly a gift to humanity. And that comes from Lisa Noland Shalosky, who is a psychic medium trance channel. So, listeners, you can come on the roller coaster ride of Ariel's five most important past lives because she grew the most spiritually, and her time spent between those physical incarnations in the afterlife, which led her to become an angel in service to the divine. To purchase your copy of this inventive and inspirational book that takes us on a journey of remembrance to the adventure across the veil that we all get to take, please visit the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You know, everyone, the Posse of Angels is asking if you felt the very new energies of 2017. On my recent radio program, several callers related that the energies now felt like the calm after a storm, like a prevailing sense of peace, much like a ceasefire after a battle. And haven't some of us felt like we really did go through a battlefield in 2016 with so many endings and so many completions? The Posse of Angels are reminding us that these endings of anything that still needed closure was deeply necessary for us to clear a path to step onto in 2017. And if we have surrendered and released all that is not in our highest good, then we will begin to feel much lighter and more free to experience a brand new start. And just because we are feeling the calm now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that these clear energies will gain speed and they will gain momentum throughout the whole year, making it possible for our dreams to come true. Now, the power behind these energies is increasing and making manifestation simply magical, and it will present many of us with miraculous opportunities and connections. Now, the Posse of Angels is asking us to utilize this immense energy and allow it to ignite our creative passion for life. You know, whatever you can do to take inspired action towards your dreams will manifest manyfold in this amazing year. They are saying that we simply can't put a foot wrong this year if we surround ourselves with positivity and visualizations and images of what we wish our lives to look like. In fact, they are really emphasizing to spend as much time as you can to create your dreams, and you will realize them. Everything that we can imagine this year will come true. But, you know, take your emphasis off your expectation and attachment as to how that's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Because as I've said many times in my radio programs, that is not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. But do remember that these energies also intensify other things. They intensify things like doubt, worry, limitation, and fear. So the Posse of Angels is recommending that we stay away from all negativity, no matter how justified it is and how logically we think that it's okay to be angry or resentful or regretful or anything or defensive or judgmental, because these energies will enhance all those positive things, they definitely will enhance the negativity as well. And while these energies are one of fulfillment, it is we that must open our arms wide and act when those miracles present themselves. And do remember, regardless of whatever we've asked for, you know, we still have to be diligent and we still have to work towards them every single day. And to be able to utilize these miraculous energies, many of us are going to be stepping into the fulfillment of our desires. And that is why the Posse of Angels have entitled today's program, Starting Anew. Well, the Posse of Angels is showing us a whiteboard. Okay, what are they doing here? They're showing me a vision of a whiteboard, okay, that badly needs erasing. And they're hiding an eraser behind their back. And they are saying that not everyone will be joyful and excited about standing in front of a clean whiteboard in order to create their new life. For creating a new life can be difficult for some people who've never given to themselves. Creating a new life could be difficult for those who never made themselves a priority. They never put themselves first. or they've never allowed themselves to believe in their dreams. For these new energies will support those of us who focus on passionately creating a life with what we love doing and the creation of what makes us happy. But starting over afresh may not be as daunting as one thinks when you consider that the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with these new energies, we will be divinely presented with opportunities to take advantage of and be inspired and take, as I said, that excitable action towards the fulfillment of our heartfelt wishes. They are saying, please, when you are presented with these magical opportunities, don't jump up to our logical linear minds and try to figure it out. Just step forward with that excitable childlike heart of ours, and then miracles will unfold. You know, they have told me that this year, by taking inspired action in 2017, it's like going bowling, but with those bumper guards. I don't know if you've ever gone bowling with children, but a lot of the times they'll have bumper guards that they put up so that the bowling ball doesn't fall into the gutter. And they're saying taking inspired action in 2017 is like going bowling with bumper guards, because we are so clear now to hear, to see, and to perceive the signs from God and the angels, that this will keep us moving and in play, and they are saying it will keep us out of the gutters. They're very cute. And listeners, I for one am getting so excited about watching my long-held wishes manifest. Actually, the manifestation of one of my long-held dreams, which was always to take the messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, out to a much wider global audience, it was actually realized just 3 days into this new year on January the 3rd, when I repurposed my 5-year-old Angel Healing House radio program and began hosting and broadcasting on the global platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And that is a big wow. But the only reason that this could have manifested was because I surrendered and I let go of trying to figure out how was I going to do this. When God and the angels deemed that it was time to step up and to be more prominent, they organized the delivery of a seemingly random email from Dr. Pat, the creator and host of the Dr. Pat Show, asking me if I would like to host my show on this wonderful new platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And you know what? Because I felt inspired, because I felt excited, and I started to wiggle. I've explained many times that this wiggle is this childlike feeling inside of me that I just am bursting with excitement. I acted towards co-creating that into reality, and here I am. You know, I was totally free to move forward without fear, and I'm not even questioning if this was right for me because of years and years of practicing certain things in my life. And the Posse of Angels wishes for me to share those things with you to make it easier to start anew in 2017. Okay, so firstly, I know that everything happens for my greatest good, and it also happens for the greatest good of all concerned. Therefore, there are no mistakes. And if there are no mistakes, there are no regrets. There's no resentment. There's no bitterness. This frees me up to know that whatever happened and whatever happens is for my greatest good. Okay, secondly, I know that if I start taking steps towards something and it's just plain hard and it's difficult and aspects of it are blocked, then I simply know that those signs are telling me that it's A, not beneficial to pursue now, or it may not be beneficial to pursue ever. When this occurs for me, I do not try to push and force and try to control things happening. I switch tracks and I go on to work on a creative project until I get a clear sign that it is time to move forward. Now, just a note here that when life has become difficult for me, difficult or hard, I can tell you it was almost 100% of the time because I was tired of waiting on God's divine timing, and I started pushing in order for something to happen. And you know what, listeners? It never worked. Okay, number three. I also know deeply, and I never question, that the universe always has my back, and it will always provide for me abundantly, as abundance is my nature. I also know that abundance may not be presented to me in the way that I conceive that it will show up, but it's presented to me in the best form that I need in order for my soul to grow. You know, I also deeply know that all my prayers will be answered, certainly not in my timing, but in the best timing possible for their fulfillment and for them to turn out the most magical that they can be. And lastly, by consciously choosing every day to hold the vibration of love, joy, appreciation, gratitude, and peace, no matter what is going on in my life, it was then that I began to experience a life in which, you know what, it truly didn't matter what house I lived in, the city I was in, the country, or for that matter, the continent, for I continually experienced a joy-filled life filled with love, ease, and grace that reflected the energies that I held and perpetuated within in me. Anything less than following any of this yields a reality that is less than positive. In fact, it's so important to hold positive and optimistic energies, especially in this year when we decide to start anew. For instance, I'll just tell you about a phone conversation I had with a relative. I phoned a relative not long ago who is perpetually negative, and I wished him a happy new year. Never allowing anything or anyone to dampen my spirits, I wish them good health, peace, abundance, prosperity, and love for the coming year. Immediately, they lashed into a tirade of how 2017 was going to be no better than 2016 because they hated their job, they hated what they're doing, because the economy sucks. Let me see. And he said there will be another year of continually fighting with their ex and getting no joy from his children. I listened respectfully, and when this person was finished, I said that my outlook and intention was for it to be a remarkable year of widening the scope of being of service, doing what I love doing, and bringing in exciting opportunities and meeting wonderful connections to fulfill my dreams. And I asked him to take particular note of this conversation, to actually write it down somewhere, because I told him that I would be calling him on New Year's Day in 2018 and see how closely our predictions for the coming year that we both believed would manifest was reflective of what we actually experienced in our realities. You know, listeners, one does not have to be psychic or clairvoyant to predict that with his present chosen energies, he will have the same negative outcome as he has had in every previous year. So hold those positive energies when you're starting over. Ask the angels for signs as to messages they wish to share with you to clearly show you how to step forward. But the trick is to let go to what you thought your life should look like in order to open limitless possibilities for the answer to your wishes. Now, remember, starting over is only scary if you hold on to the belief that starting afresh will perhaps bring more compromise and settling for less than you so richly deserve. If you allow yourself to let go to the miracles and magic of life's possibilities happening in every second, you can now choose to passionately co-create with the universe the manifestation of your dreams. In fact, by holding only the highest of energies, for instance, energies of light and love and joy and peace, we will ensure that when the divine timing arrives, it will match the perfect match to those of the universe in order for manifestation to take place. You know, when we're starting over, there are some things that we can really attend to and do that are extremely helpful. And because Okay, so number one, with so many people in the collective consciousness moving in this year of 2017, when you move, sage your old place before leaving it, because you want to bring all the energies experienced there into the highest alignment. You know, a lot of people think about saging a new place, but in every place we've ever lived, we do leave behind an energetic signature of our time spent there. Regardless of the things that you experienced in your home while saging, thank your home for providing you with a shelter. Be grateful that you actually had a home. Bless the home and leave it with energies of appreciation, gratitude, forgiveness, and love. Number two, before moving into your new home, sage it and bless it. But also, it's important to consciously fill the space with light and love and with the intentions of those energies you wish to experience in your new place. It's like setting the stage for a new run for a play or a musical or a show. Okay, so some of those intentions of what you may wish to experience, you can say, I wish to experience joy in my new home, health, laughter, love, prosperity, wealth, peace. You make up your list and set those intentions. Oh, the next one is not everyone's favorite, but clean the house and throw away clutter before you move in. This is so important because Pete and I have moved so many times and we still had things that we donated or we gave away. I know this requires more organization and lots of people hate it, but I can assure you that from a feng shui point of view, by doing this and removing clutter, you're setting the intention that in your new place, life will be orderly and free-flowing with grace, unencumbered and weighed down by stuff that you don't want to use. So the more one can give sacredness to their actions when starting anew, then the more one will be blessed with the same sacred energies in the days and months and years ahead. And the Posse of Angels are wishing those of us that are going to be starting anew in 2017. They wish us a bon voyage. They wish us wonderful adventures. And then they're saying, we have nothing to worry about as long as we are stepping forward with faith and trust in ourselves and in the divine. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So let's go to our callers before we go on to speak about more things about starting anew. We have our first caller. This caller's Angel, and she's from the Northwest. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio and with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And how are you today, Angel?
Hey!
How are you?
And I was on hold, and I didn't get on. I wanted to congratulate you on your brand new life there and to say hi, but I never got on, so I took it. It wasn't worth it. I mean, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't meant to be. And so today I almost didn't get on, and then I said, okay, angels, if you want me on, you'll just let it flow. So
wonderful.
I was calling to say hi, and I loved listening to what you're saying because it's exactly what I experienced this morning. So I was curious to see what they want to tell me because there's some magic going on.
Let's have a shuffle. And they're saying they love your energy. They love your openness. And they're saying this, your energies are absolutely representative of the energies that match the energies of manifestation by the universe. They're saying they're light, they're bright, they're open, they're not restrictive in any way in expectation and attachment. And it's like being a curious, adventurous child, peeking around the corner, saying to yourself, oh my gosh, what is the universe and myself? What are we going to co-create today? So that's the energies that will bring in those the fulfillment of our desires. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Angel. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Wheel of Fortune. Okay, well, with speaking about being able to being able to manifest. They're saying that the Wheel of Fortune is certainly turning in your favor now. It is a 10, which is the number one. And they're saying you've completed so many things around relationships, around work, around so many things. Do you have new things or opportunities that have manifested as a job is concerned, or a new opportunity for you?
The only thing that keeps coming out, which is really comical, is I thought I had one page left, and I now I have three pages left, and I'm laughing because every time I edit the book, it gets to one page, but now it went to three, and I had, which I'm going to tell you after you complete this experience this morning. And so I'm kind of just want to first listen to what you want to say, and then I'm going to share something before we hang up.
Okay. What they're saying is the book will bring you abundance. The book, it's like a calling card for you to be on interviews. Yeah. It's a calling card for you to get yourself out there. The next card is the Ten of Pentacles, which is not only the happy family life, but in this way, in this instance, they're showing that it's going to be bringing you money. And the third one is the Ace of Pentacles. So they're saying, you know, there are a lot of authors out there that spend years and years editing their books and they never get them out. And they're saying there's got to come a time where you sign off on it and then send it out. So it's wonderful, but this is definitely a sign and a message for you to get that book done. So just with about a couple of minutes left, just what did you want to share with us, Angel?
Yeah, real quick, because I know you have Angel. And I had an experience where I shared with you my experience. Well, I had another one this morning where I incarnated, but this time I incarnated into the body as if I was reborn with none of the old life. And that's why the book couldn't get done yet, because I had to have this experience in order to finish the book. And I know that it's going to be out there in a big way, but I'm not pushing the ending. I started to, and then it was backfiring on me, and I just decided there's a purpose. So I relaxed into it, and then that's why I had this experience this morning, because I kept wanting to move. And it's like what the move was my inner move in order to experience the outer move. Wow. So that's why I'm kind of excited. Yeah, it was like I incarnated again, but this time in a brand new body.
Wow.
That doesn't have the old braided other incarnated that I had to complete that took 19 years. And now I said at first, why couldn't I incarnate it like this? That's the other experience. But I knew I had to go through it in order to do my purpose and to get to where I'm at. So I'm excited because I feel like now my life is about to begin. You know, the relationship, the home, everything. And so, I was kind of hoping that the reading would say something about that, because I didn't want to say anything. But I feel like it's just going to come about in its way it's supposed to, and it doesn't have to be pushed to get any clarity as yet.
Absolutely. I'm so happy for you. And you're absolutely right. The book The book could not be finished until you had this brand new skin to wear. So I'm wishing you so much love and just absolutely
oodles
of delicious energies in 2017. God bless you, Angel. Take care.
You too, love. God bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for the call, Angel. And we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take more callers on the Angel Healing House radio program with me, Claire Candy Hoff. See you on the other side.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's Heaven Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Everybody, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it includes topics on for direction and clarity and peace and love and all kinds of wonderful things from my angelic family who call themselves the Posse of Angels. And then I take callers for those free mini angel readings. We have somebody calling, actually writing in, and her name is Noelle. And she said that she first says congrats on your new home on Transformation Talk Radio. But she says her and her husband have liquidated a lot of their stuff this year. They're currently living on Social Security, but they have four investments. And they're saying that one of these investments is a gadget that a Fortune 500 company is looking at. She feels the abundance is on the way. In this way, they can humbly serve humanity. She's also saying, so what do the Posse of Angels say about this? And while I'm shuffling the cards, Noelle, it's lovely to speak to you again. But the Posse of Angels are saying that whatever that we conceived of and put our energy and our focus into the last 9 years, whatever we believed in, and a lot of us believed in things when there was no outside messages or signs that these things would ever fly or ever come off the ground, you know, for me in particular, you know, when I would scream and beg for more clients for my Angel Healing House healing practice, all the Posse of Angels ever said to me was go write another book. So I faithfully just went and I wrote those books. And for you, you faithfully, you know, have this gadget that now a Fortune 500 company is looking at. And so they're saying whatever it was in the last 9 years that that caught our fancy, caught our intuition, and we made movement towards is now coming full circle. And we will see the energy that we put into that being realized in our reality. They're also saying try not to get too much ahead of yourself, Noelle. Try to release all expectations and attachments around this. Let it blossom. Let it, come into reality. And don't try to push it in any way. But just keep visualizing. Keep imagining, you know, it being bought out by someone or some company. And then the abundance. And what would you do with that abundance? Where would you live? What's your lifestyle? All of these things. Let's go to the cards for Noelle and see what comes out. The first card for you is a beauty. Okay, it's the Six of Swords. And this card is certainly you traveling to smoother waters. The Six of Swords is a travel card. It may indicate that you will be traveling to this company to sign contracts. It could be the swords are about communication. You could be hearing communication from this company. I also wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I would say thank you, angels, for this gadget being picked up either by the Fortune 500 company or someone better. So the Six of Swords certainly is a confirmation that you will be traveling with the this gadget being picked up and the abundance coming from it. Let's go to the next card and see what comes out. Next card for you is the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands is certainly a card of openings. This is a card of opportunities. They're saying, stay in that childlike wonder of yours, and then that will seed and open those opportunities to come to you. And the next one is the Judgment card, which is anything but judgment. The Judgment is about it's like Gabriel blowing the horn and heralding in that new phase in your life. So these cards all bode well for you, Noel, in 2017, and I hope that's been helpful for you. I'm signing off, and I'm wishing you a beautiful 2017, and just saying God bless you. So let's go on to our next caller on the line. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and certainly the Posse of Angels. We have Rita from Florida. Hello, Rita. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay, good. Hi.
Hi.
I am calling. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My girlfriend and I are starting a new company, and she has been very successful in her life, and I have had smaller successes, and I have a lot of fear that is holding us back, and I don't know if it's fear or if it is my higher self telling me that this isn't my path.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
It really does sound like you're second guessing yourself, Rita. Your fear is definitely holding you back. Now, you mentioned this other person.
I have brain fog.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Don't ever apologize. You mentioned this other friend of yours. You don't have to mention her name. But it's you see yourself as less than her because of her successes. Okay. And her successes may have been more prominent, like in the world of business, in the world of, self-promotion, or maybe she has more likes on her Facebook page, or maybe she has more clients, or whatever that, that measure of success is. Is it to do with her business success?
It is to do with what she is doing, and we're a couple. We've been together for 11 years, and I have had illnesses that have created some brain fog, and I don't know why I can't seem to get rid of it.
Okay.
That's holding me back, and it's making me not feel very smart.
Oh, okay.
Making a lot of mistakes.
Okay. I'm just asking them. A lot of that brain fog is actually protecting you. It's protecting you from acknowledging and bringing to the surface past hurts. And unless they're dealt with, then you won't be as clear to be able to step forward. So these past hurts are around things like anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, defensiveness, all of these things that have to do with childhood, something to do with childhood, something to do with perhaps relationships with family, relatives, parents. Unless all of these things are put to rest peacefully, then we can't step forward into the new. We can't expect to step forward into the new without dragging those energies, unresolved energies, in. Does any of that resonate with you about former relationships or events or things that are still triggering or perhaps making you reactive?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So the Posse of Angels and
More
I are definitely
recent.
No, not recently. No, they love the relationship you're in now.
Childhood.
Actually, they say it's very sweet. It's very loving, and it's very compassionate, very supportive relationship. No, they're saying this. They're going like this. They're waving into the past, and they're saying that once you bring these to the surface and really can acknowledge them. Then you will be much clearer. By the way, this is what I do in sessions with people. I help them acknowledge. I help them to thank the past. Even if someone has abused us, even if somebody has seemingly done us wrong, we contracted for that person to be there for a higher purpose. And sometimes we can't see it because we're veiled now as spirits having a human experience. We actually get to the stage where we bless that person that seemingly done us wrong in order for us to release it and to be free so that we can choose to be happy instead of being right. And most people don't forgive or most people don't have closure on what happened in the past because they want to continue to not take responsibility for their contribution. I'm not saying this is you, but they choose to want to
I've been working on that. I've been doing that.
Okay. All right.
But
so
I had to Leave It to Beaver's childhood, so I don't know what it is, but I'm so confused.
Okay. All right. So
one day I'll call you.
Okay. So let's go to the cards and see. Go on.
Okay.
I was going to say, what were you going to say, Rita? All right. Let's go to the cards.
I was just saying one day I might need to call you to find where it is because I can't think of my childhood was so really pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times, you know, it could even be something from a past life that's surfacing.
Yeah.
You know, and especially when we get closer to the fulfillment of our desires, you know, and especially in this year of 2017, which I've spoken about, you know, it's like we have to be squeaky clean in order to step forward. Okay, so let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. Now, this really does bode well because he's the Knight of Diligence. He's the Knight of Hard Work paying off. They're saying that is it a new business or it's an idea for a business or something that you're working on together?
Yeah.
They're saying that it does bode well, but for it to go as extraordinary as you hope it would, they're saying that you have to be as clear as you can be. Next card that's coming out for you is the Three of Swords, and this is the Heartbreak card. So this tells me that there is still something there that needs to be resolved. It might seem to be insignificant, so your conscious mind can't bring it up, but they're saying that it will make a tremendous difference on clearing up your brain fog. And the third one for you, and I did shuffle the cards, is the Six of Swords. And this one is that once this is put to rest and you have this session to clear this up, then you'll be moving to much smoother waters, and you'll be your path will be much clearer in front of you because you'll be clearer. So I hope this has been helpful for you, Rita.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, appreciate take it. Care. God bless you. Bye bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Kate from Florida. Hi, Kate. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Huff. How are you today? Kate?
Hey, Kate, you're on here.
Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Yes, this is Kate.
How are you today?
I'm well, Claire. How about you?
I'm very well. Did you have a question for myself and the Posse of Angels?
Yes, please. A posse reading for the coming 3 months, please.
For the 3 months. Any area in particular did you have a question on?
Investments.
Okay. Investments. All right. Investments paying off. Okay. Let's pull three cards for Kate in Florida concerning investments. Okay. Let's have a look here. Okay. Well, they're saying that the first card you get is the Wheel of Fortune card. And funny that I keep shuffling these cards and a lot of the same cards keep coming up. You know, they're saying that much of what you've done, Kate, is, and they're saying energy well spent. You know, you you're positive, you're optimistic, you put your attention and energies on the things you want to focus on and bring back to you. And all of this has gone into, like you would make a recipe for a soup. And all of those energies are now simmering at the moment. And they're saying the Wheel of Fortune is turning in your favor. So they don't want you to worry. They don't want you to stress or fear, because just like I said in the channel that I wrote at, that I read out before, this year magnifies everything 100-fold. And that's why they're saying that they want you to sit for like 10 or 15 minutes every single day, and they want you to visualize and imagine what your life would be like with these investments paying off. So it's not just visualizing money in hand, it's feeling the new place you're going to live in, if that's what you want, the new things you're going to purchase, the feeling of, you know, being traveling, perhaps being in a different locale, a different culture, you know, those things that make your heart sing. I often say those things that make us wiggle, you know, as I often speak about my excitable wiggle, and going in that direction. So it's that visualization and those images that are going to help your investments positively affect your investments by coming to fruition. Next card that's coming out for you is the Judgment card, and the Judgment card is the new phase in your life. So are you thinking about moving?
Yes.
Or traveling?
Yes, go.
Okay, all
and
right.
The channel's message resonated very clearly with you, Claire.
Oh, I'm so glad, because they're saying that the reason it resonated with you because you're now ready to go on an adventure, Kate. They're saying they love that you have allowed the curious child inside of you to come out, and 2017 will be a very new ride for you. They're saying that the little child in you wants to go on this roller coaster ride. So really do take the time to visualize and imagine your life now with no restrictions, no constrictions at all. Where do you want to live? Where do you want to travel? What do you want to experience? And sit, for those 10 or 15 minutes. You can do it for longer and really get excited about it. I mean, when I visualize Pete and I buying our home on the ocean in Sydney, I can smell the salt air. I can feel the warm sun on my face as I drink an iced tea while I'm wearing a big floppy hat on my balcony looking at the ocean. I mean, it's those feelings that are bringing in our new reality. And so the next card that comes out for you is the Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords is that card of rest, visualization, reflection, meditation. They want you to rest in the knowledge that you've worked very hard all your life and you've worked diligently, and now is the new phase of your life really paying off for you. So it really does bode well, but take all of your emphasis off any fear or doubt or worry and put your emphasis on visualizing those wonderful things. Where would you like to travel?
Specifically?
Yes, yeah, specifically.
Throughout Northern Europe, Italy, go back to Spain, and I would like to go through all the parks east of Los Angeles, Yosemite, Death Valley, Sequoia, all of those parks.
Okay.
Up and down the Pacific Coastal Highway. Gosh, there are so many. When you said just, you know, let your imagination go.
Yeah. So I was going to say, you know, visualize those things. Taste the pasta. Taste the pasta in Italy. You know, get the feel of, you know, being on those Tuscan streets, or, you know, staying in Bellagio in Lago Como, or Venezia, you know, Verona, or wherever you're going to be. You know, feel what that feels like. You know, walking those ancient cobblestones and picking up the energies there. Whatever that is, we're now breathing life into that our imaginations, and we're only as limited. Our physical reality is only as limited as our visualizations and our imagination. Let your imagination take you there, and then be open in the present moment to those signs and signals from your angels. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Extremely.
Oh, sending you so much love, Kate. And remember to send me a postcard. You can send me a postcard, and you can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. With only a few minutes left, we have Corinna in California. Corinna, you're on the line.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a question in regards to my husband's job. There could be an opportunity opening up where he could be passed on a company. And I wanted to know what you, what kind of message you had for that.
Okay, so it's whether he's going to get this new job?
Yes, it's actually his boss is planning to move, and he's planning to pretty much leave him the company that he is currently is running.
Okay. All right. This is what they're saying for you. We've only got 2 minutes left, but this is what they're saying to you. They want you to have him visualize every single day. Sit for like 10 or 15 minutes, visualize him in this new position and feel what that feels like. Don't give it a skerrick of doubt, because the doubt, worry, and fear is going to stop it from coming in. I've only got 2 minutes left, Corinna, so let me go to the cards and pull some cards for you. The first card is the Queen of Pentacles. This is the card that the person sits and they they look at what the gratitude and appreciation of the things that they have in their life, and that is the energy that he needs to give this about how blessed he is. The next card is an opening that's going to happen for him, and the next card is the Lover's card, which is him having this choice. So it bodes very well for him, just as long as there's no doubt, worry, or fear that's coming into him. So I've got to go. I'm sorry it was so short.
Wonderful.
For you.
God bless you.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Thank you. And that just about wraps up the show for today, everyone. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. And if you would like to purchase my wonderful inspirational books, you can always go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You can always then go to the website and also look up the information for having intuitive counseling sessions, angel readings with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And that can be in my office in Los Angeles or nationally or internationally using distant healing and Skype. You can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And everyone, until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings as always, and I do look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.